Hey, it's me of meandtheboyfriend.com. Today is Monday, June 21st, 2010. And I am back in action after the drama from last week. Most of you probably already know what's going on. Last week I had to shut down the old site, and I'm not going to name it, but I had to close it down because somebody found it, and then they told somebody, and then that somebody told me that I should probably take it down. Not that I have to take it down, but that they suggested that I take it down. And me being, better safe than sorry, I took it down. And now we've started all over again, with this new name, this new website. So, that's where we are. If you have any questions about that, you can just email me. But I think that pretty much says it, that pretty much I have to start over again with everything brand new, from voicemail to website to feed. The feed doesn't have to start again. That changed with no problem. As a matter of fact, I think if I go to iTunes right now and I try to do a search for that old name, let's see what comes up. Only where other people's podcasts were. You have to type in the new name, Me and the Boyfriend, and that takes you right to the podcast. Now, speaking of iTunes, I need you people to do me a favor, at least those of you who can. I have like 78 customer reviews, as they're calling them, reviews on iTunes, and many of you wrote that name in your review. Here's what I'd like you to do. If you get a minute, or if you are on iTunes, go and delete the review that you left for the old podcast and leave a new review for the new podcast. But it's really important that you delete the old one, because then it will stay on there for a very long time. But so try to do that. That'd be nice if you did that. Also, if you have a website that links to the old podcast, could you please update your links with the new one and delete that old one? I'd appreciate that, because it's not going to go anywhere. I'm never going to go back to that other website, because I just can't. So I've gotten a ton of email from people. Let me just tell you, because I went to the old site and saw the message that I put up there. I must have gotten about 27 emails so far from people asking me what was wrong, what happened, where can we go now. So I've been feverishly replying to all these emails and letting people know about the new website, meandtheboyfriend.com. which you are already probably familiar with. If not, you should go check it out. On the new website, you will see that it looks almost exactly like the old one, which is on purpose, because then it's the familiarity of it. I was going to say, on the website, you will see that the voicemail line has changed. It's now 202-649-0175. That's 202-649-0175. I have no idea what that spells out or anything when you put the letters together. I just don't know. So just you can call that and leave a voicemail message. And actually, I had one that's left over from the old voicemail account. And I have a new one, and I should check to be sure if I have any more, because I put out a tweet saying, nope, and there are no new ones there, just one. But I will insert this first one here, and it is from Tom the Ramble Redhead, and it was before he knew anything that was going on. with the website and so forth. So he talks about the podcast from last week. So listen to this voicemail from Tom the Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Arthur, this is Tom. Just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know. I listened to your latest show, and I just thought it was really interesting because you talked about the new iPhone. And I last two nights ago when it on the 15th when it came available, Joe tried for hours to get online to buy it, and then he was finally able to. And then I ordered mine not even an hour later. And the thing was that he's going to get his on the week of June 24th, and I'm not going to be able to get mine until a week later. So it's just amazing how, like I said, the demand is going crazy for this phone. But I'm really excited about it, too. And just thought I'd give you a quick shout-out. And also say it's fun competing with you on Words with Friends as well. So hope you have a great day. Hope you get feeling better and your voice comes back. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
RebelRedhead.com.
Thank you, Tom. I'm glad you enjoyed that show. And now I do have a voicemail from the new voicemail number. And this is from somebody you are all familiar with, Daniel from Walkahol Live. Or just Walkahol. I don't even know. But it's Daniel Beaver. Let's listen to this voicemail message from Daniel Beaver.
Hey, it's me, of me and a boyfriend. That's okay. So are you going to start every show now by saying, hey, it's me? And, okay, I guess that is kind of cool. All right, that's kind of badass. I like it. I heartily approve. All right, bye.
So, yeah, don't you think that's kind of cool, starting every show with, hey, it's me? So I think it's pretty cool, too. So, yes, I'm going to keep doing that. Every show will start with, hey, it's me. It's me from meandtheboyfriend.com, yes, and that's what I will be doing. The only thing I don't, well, so anyway, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate the calling the voicemail and checking that out and leaving the message. I appreciate that. Now, one thing that I need to do, I'm going to turn on the light here. Click, click. I need to find some music because I don't have a theme song or anything like that from John Ong, and I don't even know that John Ong knows what's going on because I haven't heard from him. Then again, I haven't written him either. But I don't want him to feel like he has to make me a new piece of music or whatever. So I'm going to, you know what I should do? I should revert back to the original music that doesn't have the words in it. Now, that would be cool. At least that's familiar, but it wouldn't have the singing in it. I think I'm going to do that. I'll have to find that and use that as the intro and exit music. So, yeah. Let's see what else I have on my list of things here. Thursday, you know, normally I would be doing a live Thursday show at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. Well, this week I'm not going to do that because actually it's not because of the new changes or anything. It's because the boyfriend and I are going to see Natalie Cole in concert at Wolf Trap. But I will return the Thursday after that, which is the, I guess it's July 1st, isn't it? That would be July 1st. Yeah, so I will be returning to the live shows on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. on July 1st. Of course, now that's if I'm not at the boyfriend's house then. But I'm going to plan to be at my house then. Anyway, so put me back on the schedule, but it's going to be under the name Me and the Boyfriend. So that's the new name, and I will be back to live podcasting on July 1st, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But before that, we have Pride 48 weekend, which is coming up this weekend. And I will definitely be on Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time with the boyfriend. And we will be me and the boyfriend. So, yeah, that's all still going on. The P.O. box stays the same. What else? I think that's all I have. But this has been a relatively short podcast, just filling you in what's going on. If I do not have a link to your website in my links, please let me know and I will add it on there. I've added a couple blogs and many podcasts, but there are so many more that I do not have. So if yours is not on there, please let me know and I will be more than happy to add it to the Me Friends list on the website. Okay? I think that's all. You know, well, actually, I could spend a couple minutes here talking about the decision I made. I put on the blog, I asked the question, should I put up the old content from the old website with all the photos and videos and podcasts and stuff? And Arthur left a, well, actually five people left comments under the debate question. Arthur said, the problem is that if you make it all publicly available, troublemakers could find it and try to start problems for you. And that's exactly what I was thinking. And then Wes Stone agrees and says, once again, I think Arthur's the smartest person in the room. You don't want to have it, to pull it all down again. However, I think you should number your podcast, leaving off with that, with what your last episode number should have been. And I completely agree, Wes. I cannot discount the 1,079 episodes I did before the website was taken down. So the test podcast that was put up over the weekend to try the feed, I numbered it MATB for Me and the Boyfriend, 1080, because that's the 1,080th podcast. And granted, it's only 43 seconds. It's still a podcast. And this one will be 1,081. So, yes, I'm going to continue that numbering. So thank you, Wes and Arthur. What else? Oh, about the content. Yes, I decided not to put the old content up for their reasons. But I also had the question, like, I think it was La Lauren. Let me look at this comment. I wrote about my decisions, and Lala Lauren said, are you sure posting photos of yourself right away is a good idea? And actually, yes, it's an okay idea, Lauren, because when I'm posting, whatever I'm posting, it's not illegal to post about my boyfriend and myself, even though it's illegal in the state of Virginia to be gay. I mean, you have a job and be gay. I mean, you can be fired from being gay in Virginia. That's what I mean to say. But me posting about my me and my boyfriend is not illegal. What was questionable was the male nude photographs that I had all over my website. So this website, meandtheboyfriend.com, will not contain any nude photographs. So you will never see the boyfriend naked again, which is sad for me, but I have my own pictures and my own live version of him. So I think that was the questionable content that was on the other site, and the name of it too is just being too close to the school name. So it's just much easier to not put any of the naked pictures on this new website. That will make it much easier. And here's the thing: if they find this one, that's fine. There's nothing on here that is going to be objectionable. Especially because the name has nothing to do with my school and I don't have any nude pictures on it. So I am confident and comfortable with this new setup and posting pictures right away of the boyfriend. Well, because I posted a picture of the two of us at the concert that the boyfriend took, and you probably already saw that. Anyway, it's sad in the state of Virginia. It's actually sad in our country that I have to even think of removing my website because of possible problems with other people. I agree that that's a bad thing, but you know what? I need to keep my job, and I'll do anything I need to do to keep my damn job, especially in this economy and the fact that I have 23 years in. I want to hang on for another 7 years for retirement. So, I'll do anything that I need to do. So, all right. Well, now that is all. So I hope you all had a wonderful Monday. I will probably podcast again Wednesday night to remind you once again about Friday night, but not the Thursday live show. There's no Thursday live show. But I think that Daniel and Arthur will get me back on the schedule with the new name, meandtheboyfriend.com, to begin on July 1st. So, all right. All right, boys and girls, I'm going to keep that thing, too. I'm going to keep the same closing thing, you know, where I say, okay, boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.